Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts, and I witnessed, I guess it was kind of amazing this morning. We were talking about show-related stuff, like what we're going to talk about on the show today. And it was me. Tommy was where I am now at the board chair. Maitland was in her spot. I was in the between. Maitland was talking, and then Tommy made the saddest sounds in the history of the world. Like, oh, no. Pretty close?
Somebody die?
Well, that's what I thought. And Maitland goes, Tommy, are you okay? Like, did you just get terrible news? Like, did a loved one get in a car? What happened?
Kind of felt like it, yeah.
And Tommy said, Steve's cup broke. And then Maitland went, oh, no. And they turned. Now, it may sound like I'm making fun of them, and I guess on some level I am, but at the same time, all you people who claim to be empaths, eat a D, because they were broken over a goddamn cup breaking in a room adjacent for a coworker that they have no affinity to. And you empaths walk around going, I feel everything. No, you don't. Learn from the masters.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
He's had that cup forever. He uses it for his teas, his oatmeals, his coffee. He said before.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it doesn't even have his name on it. It's just a glass cup.
Yeah, but
it's not just a glass cup.
He loves it so much because it's glass and it was see-through and it would have that beautiful coffee swirl when he would pour his creamer in it.
See, yeah,
it was the perfect cup, and she will be remembered forever.
Thank you for listening.
Get another one of those.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to me. You know the backstory of the cup.
Yes.
You know what I want you to do? Get in that prod room and make a song to say goodbye to Steve's cup. You go get in there right now. Goodbye,
Steve's coffee cup.
Steve's tea oatmeal coffee cup.
Knew you and all you had to be the greatest cup that you ever seen before.
Wait, is that why Tommy was singing Sarah McLachlan in the Arms of the Angels? That makes so much sense
probably,
now.
Probably, yeah. It's the same as a sad, abused puppy.
Yeah.
It sounded like a line earlier today out of a stupid like comedy from the 90s, because even Kelly looked over, she goes, oh, you broke your teacup. Like, it just, the way it sounded, it just sounds like so silly.
The teacup it's become a part of this show.
Yeah.
Has it?
Yeah.
It's become part of your day, I guess. I don't know.
Which is a part of the show.
There are
like,
so many.
My experience of the show.
You know, Hot Wings, it's going to be remembered on the show Wikipedia.
Yeah, in lore.
Forever.
The day Steve's
the day the teacup
regular
died.
Glass cup broke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I had a good excuse for why I dropped it too, but I just let go of it and it fell and it hit the ground and shattered into a million pieces.
If you cared as much as the people who've never used it, you'd still have it.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why when I walked by earlier today, it sounded like there was a Bell jet helicopter engine in Tommy's booth. It's like drying carpet.
Yeah, I found the shop vac in the other room and just sucked it all up. Luckily, there was no liquid in it when it fell and dropped.
Oh, I was about to say, dang, that would suck if that happened too. Double whammy.
No.
Mm-hmm. Kind of would have been better if it did, though, because then at least we'd have something to remember it by.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice well, stain.
Yeah, stain. Yeah.
I bet if he did, the stain would have looked like Steve's face. Like Jesus on toast.
Oh my God, I wish. Oh.
And Tommy's dad could have voiced it.
Yeah. The little teacup.
Oh boy. Yeah, we could have had little Romanian women and people from other third world countries coming by to come look at your image on the floor.
To get Romanian. Bring in the Romanians. The hunchbacked Romanian women will now look at the stain.
Until conclave is over, we look at Steve.
Maybe Stain should be new pope.
Black smoke.
Hi, I'm Maitland, and earlier, Tommy, was whistling and singing in the arms of the angels over Steve's cup. Kelly said to Tommy, like, oh, that's why you were singing Sarah McLachlan. So we were talking about those Sarah McLachlan commercials with the ASPCA and the sad, beaten down dogs. And we were like, wow, what a great marketing strategy. And I was like, yeah, I borrowed that for another school project about a health condition.
Because what was your rap about? Or was it a rap?
No, it was a poem.
A poem about?
Asthma.
Asthma. Okay. Your asthma poem.
So the way your town does medical research is turn it to a high school project.
Yeah, let the kids figure it out.
Yeah, all right.
Because, my asthma one, I compared asthma to being underwater and drew, like, a beautiful underwater scene. I was great at drawing the ocean somehow. I don't know. And so then later on in high school, we had to do this video contest where you had to make a video about, like, stroke awareness and knowing the symptoms of a stroke. And there was this whole acronym you were supposed to remember and use in your video. So we thought, this works for Sarah McLachlan. Let's try it here. So we did our video using pictures of puppies, and it was based on, like, oh, your puppies are going to be so sad if you died from a stroke. Because they'd miss you.
What a strange take.
And then my cousin was making music at the time because you weren't allowed to use copywritten music. So I was like, hey, Cody, can I borrow one of your really sad songs to put in the background of these cute little puppies? And we won. We won our town's little video contest.
Okay, like, very good, very good.
Was this sad song about some girl that turned him down at the truck pulls, or did it relate to puppies or strokes?
It did not relate to puppies or strokes. It was, I think it was about girls.
Okay.
But it worked if you had the context of the puppies and
stroke victims.
Stroke victims. Yeah.
Who played the stroke victim?
Nobody. There was just puppies.
Barnacle.
Like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, your puppy won't be able to tell if you're slurring your words funny. But they'll be sad if you die, so know when it's happening. I'm very highly
Do you think if you really tried, you could find that video?
I think so.
Well, girl, you're going to have to try today.
I'll do some research. I'll try to find it.
Is it on YouTube or something, or was this
pre-YouTube?
Okay.
No, it was YouTube. It was 2014.
Oh, okay, so we just have to go to YouTube, type in stroke victim awareness with dogs
with
and
puppies.
Sad songs about girls.
Yep.
Yeah. But we got to visit the hospital. And
wow,
we got a certificate from the hospital president.
One place everybody likes to go for fun.
Yeah.
Hospitals.
Yeah. I hope that certificate is hanging over your bed today.
It is.